It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
As we head into the last weekend before the election, Rick Snyder, Mark Schauer, they
Among
are
others.
Making their final swings through the state.
It is now about reaching the voters, the would-be possible voters, and persuading, inspiring them to go out and be the voters they were meant to be.
And that is very true for Democrats. Michigan mm-hmm. has more registered Dems than Republicans, but Democrats don't turn out to the polls as much as Republicans, particularly in midterm elections. Democrats, right. They need to be excited.
And so toward that end, and the D's have a big attraction coming this weekend.
President Barack Obama coming to Detroit.
Now, nationwide, many Democrats are avoiding the president.
But Democrats here betting the upside of a visit is bigger than the risk.
That Obama can convince the reluctant legions that stepped out to support him in 2012 that they need to step out once again in 2014 because the way the Dems see it.
I'm all about that base. I'm all about that face.
You just never get tired of that joke, do you?
It's too good.
But no doubt Republicans will try to capitalize on this presidential visit, mm-hmm. capitalize on Obama's historic low approval ratings, hoping that in a low turnout year that Obama will actually send more voters to the GOP column.
In fact, GOP Chairman Bobby Shostak says this is an opportunity for Republicans and they will use it.
We're going to exploit it. Count on it.
Now, there is another risk for Democrats with a presidential visit this late in the campaign season.
And that is that a visit from a big political celebrity.
And there is no bigger political celebrity than the sitting president of the United States.
That it becomes a campaign freeze.
Mm-hmm. Phone calls, door knocking, email blasting will all grind to a halt while people and resources become consumed by a presidential visit.
All time that could be spent on other campaign activities on the last Saturday before the election.
And the effects of that, if they are felt, may be actually much lower on the ticket.
Right.
The state House and Senate races where direct voter contact can really make a difference.
Right. So it's this cost-benefit analysis. The Democrats figure the benefits of an appeal from the president himself to the Michigan Democratic base, they think it's worth it.
And while the president is here, expect there to be some debate over the state of the economy and who can and should take credit for the recovery.
Indeed. Here's President Obama the last time he was in Michigan in Ann Arbor in April.
Our economy is doing better. It's growing. Our businesses are creating jobs.
But Governor Snyder, he's all thanks, but no thanks, D.C.
I think the nation could come back even faster if Washington would solve some of their issues. I think it's actually slowed down our economic recovery over the last few years. And in spite of that, Michigan's done well.
That may be a tacit acknowledgement by the governor of a few realities. One is that the economy is growing, but the pace of job creation has actually slackened during the Snyder years, or maybe they're the Obama Snyder years.
Right. Because it seems no matter who's in charge, people are still not satisfied.
Yeah. So while Republicans and Democrats tussle over who gets the credit and who gets the blame for this piece or that piece of the economic puzzle, the public may simply blame incumbents.
But it ain't me, babe. Now, it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.
You say you're looking for someone who'll promise never to part, someone to close his eyes for you, someone to close his heart, someone to die for you and more.